Jeev agus fáilte go Gian Clark come a look le scéal na seachtain na seol na mí Tom Cormac with you as always on a Wednesday night until 9 o'clock. And as always, as we say at this time, hope you can stay with us. Coming up on tonight's programme, we are going to Ardra. We'll be speaking to Stephen McCahill, the chairman of the Ardra Club. Of course, it's a big weekend for the Gaeltacht Club. They're hosting the All-Ireland Finals of Comórtas Hapoel na Gaeltacht this weekend, starting on Friday and running right through until Bank Holiday Monday. Teams coming from all corners of the country. Mayo, Galway, Kerry, Waterford, Dublin, London even, and coming from Belfast as well. So teams, men's and ladies football teams coming from all corners of the country, and some festive activities as well planned over the weekend at the new facilities down there in Ardra. We'll be joined by Stephen shortly in the programme. But first of all, Donegal GAA County Board launched the GAA's National Code of Behaviour on a Monday night in the Villa Rose Hotel in Ballybuffy. And well, given all that has gone on in recent weeks in relation to sledging and abuse of language towards players and all kinds of allegations flying around, it certainly is a timely introduction. Nothing got to do with what has happened recently. Mick McGrath, the Children's Officer, has confirmed to me. But after the launch in the Villa Rose on Monday night, I spoke to the Donegal Children's Officer, Mick McGrath.
Mick, we're here at the launch of the Donegal County Code of Conduct here in the Villa Rose Hotel. Tell me, what is the Code of Conduct?
Well, the Code of Behaviour that was launched by Croke Park last year, it has been very widely accepted as being the proper code after a lot of changes, and it's now about the counties taking it on board and implementing it. That's now what we're trying to do here tonight, Tom, is to launch it to the 40 clubs in the county, and that they in turn will implement it strongly within their own club and bring it into their own club constitution. So that's basically what we're trying to do, is get a uniformity into the code of behaviour.
Right. And tell me, how do you plan rolling it out? Obviously, you have your launch here tonight, but I'm sure there's follow-ups.
Well, we're asking the clubs to have their own launch night so that they would bring in their club mentors, their especially their underage mentors, the parents, the players even, and any member within the club should be aware of what the code of behaviour is and what is the proper practices, what is acceptable within the club, and of course more importantly, what's not acceptable.
Yeah, and what are the key codes of conduct? What are they? What's your target market?
Well, at the beginning, most parents get involved in clubs when their own kids start getting involved. I suppose in today's modern world, they'd be getting involved at 7, 8 and 9 and maybe under 10s. And it's important that those parents are given a clear guideline on what the code is when they come in. There is a signing in process, and the code comes to, the contents of the booklet really is broken down into what, you know, there's an area covering the young players, the coaches, the mentors, the trainers, the parents and the guardians, and indeed for supporters, and not forgetting about referees. And it's there is a huge part on giving respect to get respect, and it's important that the clubs are made aware that is now contained within the booklet that was launched by Croke Park last year and has been adopted brought into by the Donegal County Board here tonight.
And tell me, you mentioned clubs to include it in their club constitution. So this isn't just guidelines, this isn't just recommendations, this is going to be rules.
This is going to be the code within the club. And it's important that everybody joining that club, from they come in at underage level, parents and children, are educated really into what the code is all about, and what are the rules, the acceptable rules and the total unacceptable rules. And there's quite a lot of practice, and as I said at the launch tonight, when it was being launched, there's a lot of modification happening within the world today in society, especially with social media, and kids have adapted to social media a lot more quicker than maybe some of the parents and some of the elder members of the association. So it's important that we're up to speed on what social media acceptance is, and any type of behaviour there that would be unacceptable would have to be within the club structure of the code.
And I know, obviously, in the early stages, it's very much a matter of the carrot and getting people involved. But is there a stick at some stage? Are there disciplines or are there actions or sanctions that can be taken against people for breaches of the code?
Well, the first thing, Tom, I would say is that this is about educating, and this is about making the word aware, making people aware that there is a code there, and making them aware of the content of the code. Within the booklet, there is guidelines of how to deal with breaches, how to deal with anything that might come up that a club would have to deal with, and how to go about that, and how to go around that, whether there's a discipline code, how to go around disciplining somebody, and how to deal with structuring even a discipline committee, putting a committee together. All those guidelines are there into dealing with that. But the most important is manners, I suppose, is something that we all like to see people having. And within the club structure, there has to be manners, and manners being the behaviour, and the behaviour being within a code, and the code being part of the club.
And in terms of the implementation of the code of conduct from the clubs, will you be monitoring it as the children's officer?
Yeah, well, this has all started, I suppose, off some years ago when the association saw correctly fitting to introduce the child protection workshops led on by Garda Vetting, led on by us having the anti-bullying workshops now that's available. So it's education really into keeping all our members up to speed on what's the behaviour expected from members and what's not accepted, and how to deal with people when the unacceptable behaviour comes up. And it might be only minor unacceptability right up into major stuff, and it's all there. There's guidelines on how to deal with it.
Yeah, and this is something Croke Park are very, very adamant about, is it?
Absolutely. This is now in place after tonight, and you know that there's guidelines there on how to deal with Leeds breaches of the code and how to deal with that. And at the back of each member, at the back of the booklet each year, would sign into the declaration and sign into it that you're buying into the code and that you're accepting that you're going to be part of the code. So if you breach it then within that 12-month period, there's areas there to deal with it.
But it's all about really getting people to buy into it rather than to have to be thinking about sanctions or whatever.
Well, the terminology, I didn't know that, isn't going to be acceptable anymore. I mean, you are going to know that, and it's important that the coaches and the officers of clubs at underage level in particular, you know, form a strong discipline code of behaviour, and that anyone outside of it can be dealt with. And it's not about waving a big stick to anybody. It's about having the proper behaviour acceptable level within the code structure and within the club structure, and I think that people will buy into it, because we do like to see things done right rather than see them not been done right.
And as you said, the launch here tonight, what has been the response? What has been the interest of clubs?
I think the clubs that have attended here tonight have been very warm to it, and there's been a lot of compliments, and it would be wrong for me to say that Donegal are basically just endorsing what Croke Park have put in place, and our obligation really is to ensure that the clubs are buying into it, and that they're going to implement what Croke Park are asking us to implement. And I think that there's been a warm reception to it tonight, and it's good, and I think that it will be accepted by the club.
I suppose the clubs that are here are the ones that are interested, but there's a lot of clubs not here tonight, Mick.
Ah, yeah, well, you get that, Tom, that it's very hard to get all 40 clubs unless you're dishing out All-Ireland tickets. You won't get all the clubs here, so we know that. And the clubs that aren't here, we'll be making contact with them in the next few weeks to ensure that it has been implemented within the club constitution of each club in the county.
Yeah, and just reminded again, the clubs are all been advised to have a uniform day of implementing it themselves.
Yes, well, we've advised the clubs to do that, and whether they do it or not, we can't stand over them to...
But there is a special one date, isn't there?
Wednesday, the 3rd of June, we're asking clubs to have a meeting that night to explain to their members what the code is about, the behaviour code, and to implement it within the club constitution, and to accept it going forward as their own code. And it's not about having a bit of a code from here, there, or a made-up code. This is now Common Law Class Gael code for all clubs in the country, and we're one of the first counties that have launched it out, and I'm glad that the reception to it here tonight has been warm.
And in terms of information on it, obviously with new media and everything, people maybe who are listening might want to go looking themselves, or obviously if they go to the local club and they're all children's often in the local club, but are there any other places that they can actually get information?
Well, you can go on the national the web, the GAA web, which is www.gaa.ie, and you can go into Club Zone, and in that then you'll find child welfare and protection, and it's there on the web for those that are into finding it there. But every club should have the booklet in hard copy and should definitely be giving all their members the opportunity of going in on www.gaa.ie and finding it under Club Zone, and all the information that you require is there.
There's a certain irony in that you're launching it this week, because with all the controversy that we've seen over the last week or so, over the last couple of weeks here in Ulster and indeed further afield as well, I suppose it emphasises what has happened over the last couple of weeks, the need for these codes of conduct.
Absolutely, there is nobody ever tries to remove the total physicality out of the game, and nobody tries to remove anything else out of the game, but I mean there is certain things that's acceptable and there's certain things that are totally unacceptable, and I suppose it has happened, it fell this week, so those matters have been dealt with outside of tonight's launch, but and I'm sure we haven't heard the end of it, but the launch tonight is educating really the new members coming into the association and our existing members into what this is all about.
And to anybody listening tonight that might be of interest, what do you say to them?
Go to your club, the members of the association, go to your local club and ask them for it, and as I said, the information is on the web there, but if you're not, go to your children's officer within your own club and ask them to give you the handout on it, and certainly encourage that if there's a code there, that it would be strongly implemented within your club structure. And going forward, it's all about children. It's all about new children coming in and playing the Gaelic games in the county. And it's all about them enjoying themselves and trying to help them attain the skills and probably attain the goal that they aim to put on a county jersey someday. That's very, very important.
Thanks, Mick, and good luck with the rollout.
Thank you, Tom.
Mick McGrath there, the Donegal Children's Officer at the launch of the Code of Behaviour. It's the GAA National Code of Behaviour, and it's actually part of the GAA's overall Code of Best Practices in Youth Sports, Our Games and Our Code. And it's certainly very welcome, and a lot of literature with it, and a very good booklet here. It covers various areas: young players, coaches, mentors, trainers, parents and guardians, and goes through quite a lot. I'll just read actually one or two of the things that the young players should feel entitled to when they play our games. Be safe and feel safe, have fun and experience a sense of enjoyment and fulfillment, be treated with respect, dignity and sensitivity. Comment and make suggestions in constructive manner, be afforded appropriate confidentiality, participate in games and competitions at levels which they feel comfortable in, make their concerns known if they haven't been dealt with in appropriate manner, be protected from abuse and be listened to. So that's what people maybe that are looking after teams and officials and parents and guardians should do. And players should always play fairly, do their best and enjoy themselves, respect fellow team members, and regardless of ability, culture or ethnic origin, gender, sexual orientation or religious beliefs, support fellow team members regardless of whether they do well or not, represent their team, their club and their family with pride and dignity, respect all coaches, officials and their opponents, be gracious in defeat and modest in victory, shake hands before and after games as part of the Give Respect, Get Respect initiative, inform their coaches, manager in advance if they're unavailable for training, take due care of club equipment, know that it is acceptable to talk to the club children's officer with any concerns or any questions they may have, adhere to acceptable standards of behaviour and their club codes of discipline, tell somebody else if others have been harmed in any way. Certainly, there, I'm sure, a lot of things that a lot of people should, well, we all involved in the association at all levels should adhere to, and hope that we can achieve. And the launch is on Monday night. I'll just say one thing about the launch on Monday night, and it was very well presented, very professionally presented by Mick McGrath, and the county chairman Sean Dunyan was there. I must say I was a little disappointed with the number of clubs that was there. There's 40 J clubs in Donegal, and there's something like only 5 or 6 at the launch on Monday night. So obviously that's something that would be a concern, and I hope that the Donegal J board and other county boards as well that will be introducing it in that period that do follow up on it and ensure that there are strict codes and that clubs do carry it out, because clubs sometimes, I think sometimes these glossy brochures and that tend to be left on shelves. So it's just something I think that's very important in the modern age. And as I said earlier, given in light of what has happened in the last couple of weeks, and I'm sure what happened in the last couple of weeks has been going on for quite some time, and it's not just a one-off either, so, and it's not just confined to Donegal or Ulster or wherever else, it's happening right around the country. So it's just maybe highlighted in the last couple of weeks. So that's all I'll say on that. And certainly I would advise clubs to have their launch night themselves and get people involved on June the 3rd. That's this night week. You can miss the GA show for 1 week, but get out. And that is very important, that we treat young people well and that young people are taught from a very early stage to treat others well as well. So that's all I really can say on that. But as I say, I was disappointed with the number of clubs that turned up for the launch, and I know it can be a difficult time of the year with club football and competitions and hurling and all that on, but certainly 5 or 6 clubs was a poor turnout, I felt, at Monday night's launch, especially the given all the effort and everything that people go into to preparing for these launches. Well, enough of my gripe tonight. It's a big weekend coming up in Ardrath this weekend. Comórtas, Pella na Gaeltacht, the All-Ireland finals are on this weekend, and the preparations are underway. They've gone on for, I'm sure, quite some time. I'm delighted to say I'm joined again tonight. We spoke to him a couple of weeks ago ahead of the Donegal finals of Comórtas, Pella na Gaeltacht, to Stephen McCahill. Stephen, first of all, a very good night to you.
Good night to you, Tom, as well.
Yeah, and just on that code of conduct, I'm sure you'd endorse what I said. It's very important.
Oh, totally. I remember I managed an underage team from sort of under 8 to under 21, and I remembered one period where I had a loss of a number of good players, you know, wouldn't be high-profile players, but good players. And you know, it took a lot of attention to detail to identify that there was an issue there, you know, and it's amazing. And one individual can destroy a whole a nucleus of a team, you know. So it's something that we work at very, very closely, you know. Yeah. And I know Mick McGrath's doing great work on it, and it has to be continued. And it's an ongoing thing. Every club can tell you stories about things that are said. Good players, and even prominent players, you know, they all have to sort of behave. There are a lot of people using bad and unfair language, behaviour on fields, and it has to stop, you know. And it really has to, and the GAA has to come up to the mark on that. Like, it doesn't happen in rugby, and we have to get the same level sooner or later, and hopefully all the talk this last while will bring it sooner.
Yeah, I suppose that's one of the positives that maybe that can come out of what all the publicity and the bad publicity that
yes.
we've been hearing about in the last couple of weeks, and all the carry on that maybe is unacceptable.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Very much so. And you know what? It's one of the weaker areas, you know what I mean? And no point saying it. You go to football matches there and people are criticising referees and condemning referees. And look at who wants to do that job. But at least anybody does it should get the respect they deserve. And, you know, nobody gets it right in any game. And you look at soccer and big games, the guys where there are millions of pounds in it and it's accepted and mistakes are made. But in Gaelic, we have this attitude that we can attack. And while people in clubs right across the board shout and complain, and referees, it all has to stop, you know. And we've been preaching this here in our own club for ages. We have signs up all around our stands and that, you know, that it's not going to be tolerated. Now, you can't, you know, it's hard to stop it. I mean, and that's the truth of it, because you have a good club fella and he's a bit of a mouth at games. It's a bloody nuisance, but what the hell do you do?
Yeah,
you
know? Yeah. Anyway,
I think it must be highlighted.
Anyway, you're chairman of Ardrath, big weekend coming up, the All-Ireland finals of Comórtas, Pella na Gaeltacht. How are preparations going?
It's a huge combination of a lot of work, as you know. I don't know if you got up to the new grounds yet, Tom. But
yes, I have. Yeah.
I know you see it. The whole facility is excellent, and it's just finishing now. They're putting on the photographs and memorabilia around the dressing rooms. I'm just in the dressing room now as we speak, and it's been a huge effort. And you know, we just hope to God the weather holds for us, and that's what it's all about at this stage. We can't prepare any more than that. We have everything we have done. We have clubs like coming right across the country from Cork, Kerry, Waterford, Meath, Dublin, Belfast, Mayo, Roscommon. And the whole thing is coming there, so we just need to get hopefully get a wee break with the weather. And hopefully we will, you know.
Yeah, well, I know St. Conall's Bell is coming back to the Donovan Centre pretty soon as well. So hopefully maybe that could be an omen that we can maybe get pray to St. Conall for the weekend or something. But tell me, in terms of, just before we talk about the games and the teams, how many people and how much organisation has gone into this?
Well, you see, you know, I often say that, and I've not been patronising here, but Aran Dhra is one of the great places for community effort, you know, and I'm just I called a meeting about traffic management about 2 weeks ago, and I for me, soon was given the job of traffic coordinator, and I couldn't believe the people that came to it that had absolutely no interest in the GAA, and that's what really impressed me, because I didn't mind the stalwart of the GAA, they'll always be there, but there's this huge influx of other people. There's a greatness in Aran Dhra like that, and that's what probably makes Aran Dhra that wee bit special, that people do come and people commit themselves, and there's a welcoming there and there's an effort. But the amount of people, Tom, I just wouldn't even like to start. I was unwell there this last couple of days, and I was here on Sunday, and it was the first day maybe I've been 14 years treasurer and 4 year chairman. It's probably the first time that I absolutely did nothing. But it gave me a time. I sat in your desk and in the press room, and I just looked around and I see the amount of effort that was going on diligently right around the place. And that was just an ordinary, that was a championship game against St. Eunice, but it just was the effort, and that's what's important. But that's what's special about the GAA. I know the other thing that impressed me most about in recent times is the goodwill of the GAA family throughout the county. I mean, everybody from every part of the county, every club in the county have probably been here at one stage in the last couple of weeks, and the goodwill that pours out. I mean, people might say, you know, we're jealous, we don't have this ourselves, but by hell, they're very proud of it as well, and that's what makes it. And I mean, everybody had a part in that, because we had a big draw. We had the biggest draw ever. We did a draw once and my period, 19 years from our previous draw, and we raised 243,000 odd, but we covered the county and we drove it well, but we got the result. But the goodwill of the people, because they could see we were doing something. Mm. They could see there was something real happening here. And, you know, the GAA is a wonderful family, and that's why, you know, you talk about that thing in relation to kids and that, and you would love to get those things tidied up, because we are an outstanding organisation in every respect, and, you know, we can hold our head higher than anybody else, and what we've done at underage and brought kids through and cultured them all the way through their lives. And, you know, I mean, I look at the people coming back this weekend from Dubai and Canada and the United States, it's just unbelievable. To come back home, because this was where it all started for many of them, and a lot of former players and everything else. Are just the amount of people come into the area, Tom, in itself is just a joy.
And tell me, who's coming? Where are the teams coming from? Who's coming?
Well, the teams are coming from all over. Tormachidi, I see, and Mayo is one of the teams there. They're the Belfast team,
Loughlea.
There's Spittle is here, Mike Cullen is here, there's two or three Dublin teams, there's Meath team there, Clanmacail. I mean, we have a great mix of teams, plus we also have our own, like our own local clubs are all involved, like every club around us, thankfully we were fit to facilitate all, and they were willing to facilitate us as well. And on that point, I would have to very much thank our local neighbours and our friends in Glenties, New Connell Club, because a number of our games were over there and on Saturday. And I mean, the support and goodwill from New Connell was just excellent, just couldn't be better. And all that is part in making this a big weekend for us, Tom. And we have the president here as well, and the Flowers here, and he's opening the place, and he's opening the event on Saturday along with Joe McHugh, and we've got Kayleigh on the Friday night, and then we have the DTs playing in the main hall. We have a big marquee, we have a huge marquee, and then on Saturday we have the same on again, and then we have I think it's Sean McMonagall on Sunday night, then we have David Craig. But we have a lot of side events on there, and there's a lot of events in the town. They're running actually the Melting Pot Festival, kind of contradictory to the GAA, but it's there, and it's a great event and it's a great festival, and they're doing their best, and we're working again closely together with everybody to facilitate the best available accommodation, the best parking spaces and everything else. And we have courtesy buses running all day, every day, Saturday, Sunday, so people don't have to worry. And we would like to ask, and this is more to the locals, maybe from our own area and from Glenties and Aran Dhra, that to just, if they don't mind, leave their cars, don't take the cars down the field. We will have a courtesy bus at the Hillhead taking people down all the time, just to ease the pressure, because the traffic is going to be a problem, you know.
Hmm.
And it always is.
I know, speaking of John McConnell earlier today, all in Aran Dhra are hoping for an Aran Dhra and Eve Connell final, a semi-final on Sunday evening.
Well, we had always said, you know, there's nothing better. There's nothing better than the competition between Arndraw and Glenties. You know, probably Glenties been ahead this last while, but we're always aspiring there to take them on. But it's always, and you know, the support from Glenties is a great club to support its team, and particularly when they're playing here in Arndraw, the huge numbers that come here, and you know, nobody's as happy as Glenties about what we have here, and you know, and I've got so much support, particularly the club chairman, who's been a great support, Daniel McGee, and all along with any help we needed, and it'll be a great event for us if that happens. But there's some very interesting games there, Tom, from all over the country, you know, and it'll all palm itself out on the day, you know. I'm just hoping the weather holds, Tom. That's the only wee worry I have. But look, we can't do anything about that. We have a very good surface in that field there, the main field. But like in saying that, on Saturday you have 16 games, you know. That's a lot of games, you know. You're going to have 8 games in that field, you know, and there's a lot of games. And
and the action gets on the way, I think, on Friday evening, on the first of the
Friday,
game.
Friday evening, there are playing Downings in the reserve. And that starts at half seven.
The president is there on Saturday morning, is it?
No, the president there on Friday. The official opening's at 9:30 on Friday night. And we'll have all the relevant dignitaries are there, but the president is certainly there, and a man who's been very helpful to us has been the local our junior minister here, Joe McHugh, and they'll all be here on that occasion. Then we'll have a wee bit of a ceilidh here as well, and then we'll have, as I said, we'll have a band out, and then we have a massive big marquee out the back. So there's no problem with room, and there's no problem with shelter or anything like that.
I'd say the only problem you'll have in Ardra this weekend is getting a bed.
Anybody stuck, don't turn, give them, ring me, I won't see anybody stuck for a bed. We'll get a bed somewhere, Tom. We never turned anybody away ever, so we won't do this again either. But we had a very good structure, a very good chairman in Frank McGee, and Mary, as you know, you said Mary Kelly couldn't get better as secretary, and her attention to detail is just unbelievable. Her meticulous attention to detail will make this one of the best ever, because she's covered everything, and like, you know, even got help from the army. We've got the army have given us beds, and we're using the local community centre with beds for some of the teams, because just to make sure everybody gets looked after, and like everybody has helped us. But I mean, we have people staying all the way from sort of Glen, Kilcare, Killybegs, Donegal, Town, Glenties, Portnew, and as I said, in Ardraw. So most of them actually are outside of Ardraw, but you know, the support from everybody has just been tremendous, and the goodwill. It's great from the family, like the GAA family, come together on an occasion like this. And I couldn't be more happy than I am today, Tom.
Look, at Stephen, all the best with the weekend, and maybe we'll get out the Statue of Prague or something. Is it about the weather or something? I'm not sure, but the best of luck at the weekend, and we'll see you over the weekend.
Well, glad to see you, Tom, and I'm sure we'll have a chat during the weekend. Thanks, and God bless, and thanks for the support.
That's Stephen McCall there, chairman of the Ardraw Club in Ardraw, hosting the All-Ireland Comórtas Pell and the Gaeltacht, a festival of football this weekend, and running from Friday evening right through until Monday afternoon, with the senior final on Monday afternoon, bringing down the curtain on the main attraction of the weekend. And of course, Kilcare, the reigning champions, Niamh Connell and Ardraw are also involved. Niamh Aban from Cork, and on Gaeltacht from Kerry, also taking part in the competition this weekend. That's about it. Just before we go, just to remind you again, Donegal Minors footballers are back in action this weekend. They take on Armagh on Sunday evening in the Athletic Grounds at 7 o'clock. That's in the Ulster Minor Football Championship quarter final. Of course, Donegal hoping to take another step in defence of their Ulster crown, having defeated Tyrone last week. And Derry and Fermanagh are in hurling action this weekend as well. Derry are in the semi-final of the Christy Ring Cup. That's against Down on Saturday afternoon, 3:30 from that one. We'll have live coverage from that game with Francis Mooney on Saturday Sport. And Fermanagh are in Sligo, where they take on local rivals Sligo in the Murray-Mara Cup fifth round tie. That's a 3:30 start in that one. There's club activity here in Donegal as well. And of course, Donegal senior footballers are back training. Were back training last night and getting ready for the Ulster Championship quarter-final clash with Armagh. That's in 2 weeks from this Sunday. So quite a lot of sport coming up this weekend, and More commiserations to Donegal hurlers and to Tyrone hurlers as well, who bowed out of the Nicky Rackard Cup hurling championship last weekend at the semi-final stage. Tyrone going down to Roscommon and Donegal losing out to Armagh in the Athletic Grounds. Hopefully that's the last defeat for Donegal this year in the Athletic Grounds. That's about it from me this week. My thanks to my guest tonight, to Mickey McGrath, the Donegal Children's Officer, to Stephen McCahill of Ardra, to Jimmy Safford on sound. From me, Tom Cormack, until next week, Slán agus Bannacht.
Broadcasting throughout the Northwest and across the world on